Hi, my name is Isaiah Hardy and welcome to the Vessel Podcast, where we look to inspire, create, and motivate you to have a blessed day. Be happy today. Today is a wonderful day. Today, you're going to do something that you've never done before. You're going to accomplish many feats. You're going to live and you're going to breathe and you're going to smile and you're going to laugh and you're going to have a very blessed day today. You want to know why? You got to see a day that nobody else got to see. Through your eyes, through your perspective, many people did not wake up to the position that you're in, the position of family, friends, loved ones, finances, blessings on blessings. And there's blessings that you have that you don't even think about. Your eyesight, the ability to walk, the ability to speak. Some of you are very beautiful. Some of you are very intelligent. Some of you are very funny. Some of you are very athletic. Some of you are very calculating when it comes to numbers and mathematics. Some of you are very artistic and can see color and beauty in everything. And you have all these gifts and all these talents, and you refuse to be joyous with what God gave you. Sometimes we wake up and we go to a job that we hate, but we forget that there was a time that we didn't have a job. This is reality for people. I think oftentimes we forget that we have the ability to be happy for the things that we have already been given. And there are many things and many times as human beings that we just don't allow joy to flow through our lives. The Bible says that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. You have the ability to choose your joy. Though they may slay me, yet I trust him. Though this may happen, I'm not giving up my joy. Okay. Let's say you lived in a really crazy neighborhood, right? And you have something of value, maybe a diamond ring, PS5, something of value, something you hold dear. But you go, you know what? I think I'm just going to open my door and whatever happens, happens. You just going to let somebody just come in and take that diamond ring, take that PlayStation 5. My coach used to say something in the gym. Our weight coach back in high school used to say something. It was something so crazy. And he would go, "You really going to just not get strong in the gym?" And we're all pumping iron. He's like, "You going to let somebody come in and take your woman from you?" We like, "Wait, what?" He started getting a little crazy with it. So you can't bench press this. So I'm assuming you just want someone to come in and take your wife from you. We like, "What? What you talking about, coach? He going to be stronger than you." Turns out that actually happened. Somebody took this man's wife from him that same way. My point being, you have the strength to overcome whatever fog you want to call it and choose to be joyous. As soon as you wake up, you go, "Thank you, God, for this day." I don't care if you're a Christian or not. God is real, and that is the truth. You go, "Thank you, God, for this day. I choose to be joyous." And you just start being grateful for what you have. Okay, there are many things I can list right now that I don't have, but why would I waste the little time on earth that I do have to focus on what I don't? That just does not make sense to me. I would very much rather focus on my joy, focus on my peace, focus on what I have with me, and not give my day over to the enemy or to this world or to any factors that could affect my joy. I'm not just going to give it up to a random chance. No. Joy and happiness is a choice. It is not a random emotion. Happiness is the same way as what you're going to wear. And I know, there are some factors because God said in the Bible, there is a time to mourn and there's a time to be joyous. I get that. When there's family deaths, when there's something bad that has happened to you, trauma, obviously, that's not a time to be like, "Yay, I'm happy." I get it. You can mourn. You have the right to mourn. That is acceptable. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about it's Monday and you don't want to go to work because Jerry has the position that you really don't like. And then Brenda always be talking sort of crazy to you. And you like, "Brenda, you need to shut up." That's not an option for you to go, "You know, I just hate this job. I hate my coworkers. I hate my life. I hate my dog. I hate my car." Just no. Stop with the hating and go, "You know what? Listen, I'm grateful that I have this job. I may not like everybody there, but I am so grateful that I have this job because it helps me provide for my family. It helps me provide for myself, keeps the roof over my head, clothes over my back. Thank you, God, for this job." You know, maybe it's a person you really don't like. Maybe it's someone not even like, but maybe somebody that's just getting on your nerve. Maybe you waking up to that one person, you know, you just going, man, I can't believe I got with you. No. Don't do like that. It's hard out here in this dating game. You'd be like, you know what, Lord, thank you for this dude, or Lord, thank you for this woman. Because even though I can't stand them right now, I'm grateful that I'm not out here struggling, you know, trying to find love. Like, be grateful for what you have and choose joy. Choose joy. I remember one time I came to my mom, and this was some day in college, right? Thank God I'm no longer in college, but you got to understand, in college, it is a struggle. It is like a different world. I came home one day and I was just complaining. I was telling my mama all sorts of complaints. You know, I'm single. All these classes are crazy. I only have ramen noodles in my cupboard right there. You know, my car got a dent in it and a flat. I was just going off on anything and everything I could. And then everything I said, my mom just said, So let me get this straight. You have food in your cupboard. You have a place to rest. You're complaining about your car. So that means you have a vehicle. Am I right? That means you have transportation. You're not just walking and huffing everywhere. And you said you're single right now. So that just implies that you have a moment of clarity, a moment of peace. You have the ability to grow, understanding who you are. And just God is preparing you for this next journey. Everything I told this woman, she uno reversed it and allowed me to see the positive and really just checked me and was like, hey, listen, you're choosing to be negative. Choose to be positive. This is a whole 24-hour day. This day you will never get back. And you just wasted it by complaining and being upset about what? Your blessings? Today is a beautiful day, guys. We have the opportunity to be happy, to make up our minds and go, you know what? I don't care what happens. I don't care about what people may think. I don't care about what I do have or what I don't have. I'm going to be happy today for me. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. That's my encouragement. Choose to be happy. When you get dressed, when you get that fresh smelling pot of coffee, that addictive caffeine running through your veins, and you get in that car and you get in that LA traffic, or you get in that Washington DC traffic, or you get in that New York City traffic. Oh, I'm calling it by name. Okay, heck, I'll even go Arizona traffic. When you get in your car and you go to your job today, take a moment and just be grateful. Be thankful. Be joyous in knowing that this is a beautiful day. Be joyous in knowing that God got everything working out for your good. Be joyous in knowing that all things work for the good of those that love the Lord, who have been called according to his riches and glory. Be joyous in knowing that you got to see this day. And for all the many blessings, from little things like having a pinky, to having eyesight, to having the ability to walk, hair, to other things like a family, friends, a dog. Like, there's somebody out in this world right now, because there's always that one person that's going, man, I could just have a dog. And here you have a dog and you getting sick of it because it's tearing up all your stuff. Be grateful, be thankful, be happy. This has been the Vessel Podcast, and I encourage you, good or bad, be happy, yeah, baby. All right, be blessed.